Listen to part of a lecture in a linguistics class.
The communication between a baby and his mother has many of the same features as communication in music. One feature is timing. A mother and a child have a shared sense of timing, both before and after the child is born. The mother and child sort of swing together in a common rhythm. By the time he's 2 months old, a baby can make sounds with a musical inflection when he's talking with his mother. Just as one musician will lead another in a performance, a child will often lead the earliest conversations with his mother. This interplay is musical in the way it connects two people in an exchange of sounds. It shows that a child has, from the very beginning, an ability to communicate with his mother. The child recognizes his mother's voice. He also learns very quickly how to use his own voice in various ways. The communication between babies and mothers develops from the intense daily contact between them. The mother creates a special language for her child, baby talk, a very special, very musical language. Several studies show that babies understand the patterns of baby talk and will respond appropriately by using facial expressions, movements, and their voice. Babies develop a large vocabulary of meaningful sounds long before any of those sounds become real words. The meaning lies in the music of the sounds. Different meanings expressed by changes in intonation, rhythm, and timing. All characteristics of music.
Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how the communication between babies and mothers is musical in nature.